The past 5 years, being a commercial real estate agent specializing in multifamily real estate, I have made over $6 million in net commissions. Some of my friends who are commercial agents make over $3 million a year on a consistent basis, and I swear they don't even work that much, like maybe 10 to 20 hours a week. They're always traveling with their friends, family, or on the golf course. I swear to you, it's crazy. But here's the thing. It may sound crazy, but it's not, because this repeatable formula has been done over and over again by brokers before you. Because if you're watching this video, you're probably a newer agent looking to understand how to make a lot of money in commercial real estate. And I'm telling you, it's possible. If a young buck like me, an average kid, can make a lot of money in commercial real estate, anyone can, because I'm average, no special talents. And in this video, I'm gonna show you what people make and how you can make it too, because the formula, like I said, it's replicable. You can do this yourself. You can replicate the formula and succeed in commercial real estate. And all this information I'm about to give you, it's from data, personal experience, me asking a lot of questions, and just being in the industry and seeing what happens. Because when you've been in the industry for over 6 years, you kind of get how it works. So I'm gonna give you my 6 years of experience just in this one video on how to replicate the formula. This video is gonna be zero fluff. I'm just gonna be telling you the biggest lessons I've learned from being in commercial real estate. So here's how I had success in commercial real estate. My niche, it's a very specialized niche. And me or any other experienced commercial real estate broker will tell you that you have to focus on a niche. If you don't focus on one product type, you're gonna be a master of none. A generalist is a master of none. A specialty is the master of one, and they make a ton of money being in that one field. So my one thing is multifamily real estate. I strictly sell apartment complexes, nothing else. And the reason why I think this is the best niche in commercial real estate is because it's simply recession resistant. I mean, I'm telling you right now, in March of 2020, when COVID first hit and when everyone was scared, people were selling office buildings, retail buildings, other commercial properties like crazy and trying to get into apartments. And this is when my career blew up. In March of 2020 is when I was going in the office every single day, making my calls. The world froze for a few months. No one was doing deals, but I stuck to my guns, kept making relationships, did a ton of Zoom calls. And when the herd came back to the market, I was in the forefront of it. And this is when my business really exploded. Like that year was my breakout year, and I netted over $600,000 after taxes. And here's the thing about multifamily real estate. I was so lucky to start in it. I interned at a multifamily brokerage when I was in college, got my license, and kept going from there. But the reason why I love multifamily so much and why I think I'm so lucky to be in multifamily and why you should be too is because everyone needs a place to sleep at night. And there's a shortage of housing, and I mean a mass shortage of housing in the US. In California alone, I mean, we reported, this is government stats, we reported that we are 70,000 houses behind on meeting the demand of people that wanna live in just California. When you take that spread across the US, the number is much higher than that. Whether you're an agent or an investor, you're gonna be selling that property for a ton more money than what the investor probably bought it for, which means more commissions and more profits for people in commercial real estate. One really important piece of advice I can give you is in 2020, when my business really blew up, that's when I really honed in on time management and organization. Like, I didn't have a CRM that was good before end of 2019, I started having a good CRM. I started staying organized and I started following up with people. And when I prioritized time management on top of that, where I wasn't doing two things at a time at any given hour. From 8 to noon, I was doing one thing, I was prospecting. From 12 to 2, I was sending emails and making broker opinions of values, I was doing nothing else. And I was time blocking like this because when I time block, I get way more done, I'm way more productive. And it's human nature. Like, a human that does one thing at a time is gonna get way more done in that hour than a human that tries to do three things at once. It's just science, and that's how it works. And when I understood this and I applied it to my business went up like a rocket ship. All right, so remember that broker I talked about in the beginning of the video, or the brokers that are making $3 to $5 million a year in their sleep? Here's how they're doing it. And the first thing I can tell you right now is these two things stand out to me more than any other top producing broker in our industry. Number one is they have extreme focus. They have been doing one thing for a very long time. And when you do something for a very long time and it's one thing, it compounds like a snowball and it gets bigger and bigger and your book of business grows like a spider web and it compounds very fast. And number two, They've been consistent their whole career. I mean, these guys have been showing up to work every single week, day in and day out. And eventually their book of business got big enough. Eventually they're getting enough referrals to where now they're in their late 30s and early 40s, and they have all the time in the world to spend time with their family, their kids, and still make a ton of money because they have the systems built, they have assistants, they have marketing people that do a lot of the workload for them, and they kind of just talk to people, and you can talk to people from anywhere in the world. So, you know, I have a friend that's, you know, probably going to make, you know, $5 million this year, and he's going to be traveling for at least 2 months out of the year. So that is the power of being a commercial real estate broker. I've been doing it for a long time. And the thing is, in commercial real estate, your book of business, it just keeps growing and growing. If you're a business, right, and you've been in business for a long time, like Apple, Tesla, Google, Amazon, these companies, they compound massively over time. And that's why being commercial real estate, it's not just being a salesperson, you're truly building a business. And when you build a business the correct way, you'll get your time back, you'll have financial freedom, and you'll have passive income, and you'll have systems to where you're basically, you know, just cashing checks and making a ton of money, making six-figure commissions in your sleep because you've been doing business with these clients over and over again. And that's the third thing that really stands out to me is that these people that are making millions a year in commercial real estate, they have clients that just keep doing deals with them over and over again. I mean, me, myself, I probably have five clients where I've done over 5 to 10 deals with. One client I've done over like 15 deals with. So when you have these clients and they keep doing business with you over and over again, that's what really is like absolutely powerful. And that's something that we have that residential real estate agents don't have, because residential real estate is a lot of turn and burn. You sell someone a house, they're going to stay there for 7 to 10 years, maybe even 20 years, and you kind of say bye to them. But in our industry, when someone buys a property, they're going to keep investing. They're going to stay on the hamster wheel because these people are addicted, right? They want to keep buying property. They want to keep growing their net worth. It's the game. So here's how you can easily repeat the formula that I'm talking about and be a commercial real estate broker in any market, no matter where you are, who you are, because I'm telling you, this industry, it doesn't take any special talent. You don't have to be LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, or Tom Brady. You don't need to be a crazy athlete. All you need to do is know how to talk to people and follow up. So the first thing that I told you in the beginning of the video on how you can replicate this formula is you only have to talk to 25 people a day. If you call 25 people a day and they say, yes, I'm selling, or no, I'm not buying, no, I'm not selling, yes, I'm buying, if they say one of those four things, that counts as a contact. And if you get 25 contacts a day, 125 contacts a week, you will be a millionaire in no time. And trust me, I'm not perfect. I didn't always hit these numbers, and still, I mean, multiple millions in the last 5 years. So if you can do that, you will be a millionaire within 5 years. I'm telling you right now, if you talk to 125 people a week in commercial real estate, I guarantee you will be a millionaire within 5 years. But on top of that is, after you get those 25 contacts a day, you have to get to the next step, right? And this is what's extremely crucial, that people, it's the biggest reason why people fail and why 90 to 95% of the people in the business go out the door and quit. It's they don't have a good closer. When you're first starting, you have to have a senior broker who is an absolute master closer and negotiator. That's what I've been for all my agents who first started, and they learned my negotiations and closing skills. And we go over this every single week to make sure that they really understand these concepts, because they're very, very high level concepts. Like, I don't care how many YouTube videos you watch, no matter how many YouTube videos you watch, or no matter how many people you listen to, you're never going to learn how to close a sale until you're there at the meeting with the senior broker listening on how the dialogue goes. So until you're at that point, you're never gonna truly understand how to have the confidence and the knowledge in order to run a meeting on your own. You have to go to them with people who are more experienced than you, so you can see exactly how they're ran and you can put your own spin on it. That's how you can take that 25 contacts to the next step, which is closing, referrals, more leads, more closings, more referrals. And that hamster wheel is what you have to get on. The thing is, most agents, they get on the leads, but they never get to the closing because they don't know how to take the lead to the next step without fucking it up. So that's why being on a team like JLM Real Estate, where we teach you exactly how to do this, is extremely vital, because there's so many companies out there that don't teach this. They don't understand that training people the right way is the way to do things right. But when you go to most commercial brokerages, all they say is, hey, pick up the phone, you're on your own, don't talk to me unless you have a hot lead. Like, it doesn't work like that. Here's the last thing I'll leave you with in this video. Last thing I'll leave you with on how you can be a millionaire commercial real estate broker and make more money than me or the other guy that's making, I mean, I know this one guy at a big company that's making $15 million a year in brokerage. $15 million. So here's the most important thing I'll leave you with is you have to be someone who is always on top of your relationships. If you don't follow up with your referrals, your cold calls, your clients, they're gonna go with someone else. Because I'm telling you, there's other people on the phones, other people taking these people out to dinner, buying them lunch, buying them coffee. You have to be at the forefront every single quarter. You have to be talking to your leads minimum every 2 to 3 months. And it takes an average of like 8 to 10 times for me to even land a meeting with a client, a potential buyer or a seller. And most agents quit after the third time, which is sad. And it's a big reason why most agents fail. You have to reach out over and over and over again. That's why you need a CRM that keeps on track of these people, because if you stop reaching out, you're gonna lose the business. Real estate, it's all about timing. Things happen, partnerships fail, people die, people get divorced, people get in fights, kids inherit properties, and this is when sales happen, and you have to be keeping tabs with that family or that investor when things happen. So, hope you enjoyed the video. It's actually a very simple, replicable formula. It's all about the numbers. You talk to 100, 125 people a week, you get 3 leads a week, you get 1 meeting a week, get 1 meeting for 52 weeks, that's 52 chances of getting a listing. You get maybe a quarter of those, you get 10 listings a year, and you're off to the races, and that business snowballs from year one, year two, year three, year four. So hope that was helpful. Again, always my door is open. If you wanna talk to me, all you gotta do is click the link below in the description. And before you go, I'd greatly appreciate if you'd like the video so I can reach more amazing new and young commercial real estate brokers like yourself. Thank you for watching and have a great day.